Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for Maundy Thursday comes from our Old Testament reading of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." Thus far the text. Over 1,000 of these nights had come and gone, families gathering around unleavened bread and bitter herbs, waiting for the lamb to slowly be roasted on the spit. 1,000 or more of these nights, 1,000 or more of these Passover feasts, since the very first Passover feast so many years ago in the land of Egypt. If you were a Jew, if you were an Israelite, you celebrated the Passover feast. That's what you did. That's what everyone did. Now there, of course, was no Passover feast for the exiled during the Babylonian captivity, but that just shows why the celebration described in Ezra of their return to the Promised Land is so very important, because the Passover was much more than just a mere memory. Each Passover was an incorporation into the first. Each Passover was a numbering of the people, a numbering of the families as one of God's chosen. Each Passover was an inclusion into the salvation of Yahweh. They are Israel. They were redeemed. They were bought and paid for, saved and vindicated. The Passover was everything. And so Jesus, he gathers with his disciples one last time. Now, twice before during his ministry, he had made his way to Jerusalem for this feast, each time building up to the third one, to the last one, to the final one, to the one that would draw to a close the Passover, as it had always been destined. Jesus will not eat of this feast again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He will not drink of the fruit of the vine either, not until all is finished, because the Passover is over. It is finished. It has found its very end in the very one who instituted it. Jesus earnestly desires to eat this Passover feast with his disciples so that he might bring to a close the old and usher in the new. The old was a miraculous escape from a temporal enemy. Chains thrown off and a people set aside had been made free. Death passed over all those who hid underneath the shadow of lamb's blood, eating the sacrifice through which God brought them salvation. Perfect lamb slaughtered for them, innocent lamb dead, so that they would not die. The people no longer had to fear, for the angel of death had passed over them and transferred that sorrow and that pain and that anguish and agony to some other place. In death, something else paid the price for their freedom. And so from death, God brought forth life. The people ate that lamb, the sacrificed one, whose blood now ushered them through the door to freedom and salvation. It was placed on their tongues and brought down into their bellies that it might be a part of them. Within them was the lamb whose life had been given so that they might be free. This is the way that our Lord brings about salvation. He makes it touchy and tasty. He makes it available to the senses. And blood is almost always spilt, whether it's in the garden so that man can be clothed, or in Egypt so that the Israelites can be set free, or in the tabernacle so that the people might be forgiven. God works through means, and he ties his salvation to created things for created people. And so it was for each Passover to come. Remember the Exodus. Remember that God saves his people from their bondage. It was in the Passover that the Israelites remembered what God had done for them throughout the centuries, how he had promised that he would be their salvation through each and every single evil that came upon them. Sin after sin was covered through the shedding of blood, but it had to be done continually. For the people, they never stopped sinning, and so their sin had to perpetually be covered through the sacrifices of innocent things. But the blood of bulls and goats can't take away sin. It can only hide it. It can only mask it. Even so, God remembered his covenant. Each and every single time blood was shed. Each and every single time a paschal lamb was slaughtered. At each Passover feast, he, more than the Israelites, remembered the covenant that he made with his people. And that's the thing about remembrance. Just like everything else that has to do with us and God, it's him doing the work. We just receive his gifts, his deeds, his salvation, his remembrance of his eternal promise and covenant. And so Jesus, he desires to celebrate the Passover feast one last time with his disciples. Just one last time. Not because he would die soon and he wanted to give the disciples something nice to remember him by, but because the last Passover of Jesus was the last Passover that ever took place. And yes, of course, we know the ritual still goes on. Goodness, it still goes on today in some places. But the Passover is of the old covenant, and we are now of the new. The old is gone, the new has come. There's no need for the Passover. The lamb has been slain. And so Jesus, he celebrates the Passover in a way that it had never been celebrated before. He fulfills it. And even that very first Passover paled in comparison to the very last one. Because in a few hours, this Passover priest would become the Passover victim. This God in the flesh man would become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His blood would be shed, poured out, sacrificed to atone for the sins of the people. The Passover was always about Jesus. From the very onset, it was about him. The angel of death passed over the Israelites in Egypt, not because of the blood of some poor little lamb, but because of the blood of Jesus spilt out of his body on the cross. The Passover feast was the way in which God remembered his promise of salvation for his people. He remembered not only the exodus from Egypt, but he also remembered that which hadn't even taken place yet. He remembered his son hanging dead from a tree. And so the Passover brought the cross to the people of old. Jesus to them, even though Jesus had not even been born yet, had not yet lived that spotless life, had not yet been crucified. The forgiveness of sins won on the cross, given back in time to those who couldn't even fathom a cross in the first place. The old covenant was always going to be fulfilled by the new one. And here in our gospel reading for tonight, the new covenant has arrived, and it's going to be consummated once again by the shedding of blood. But this time, it's going to be a once and for all sacrifice. No more bulls or goats. No more turtle doves or Passover lambs, just the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And we sit here tonight, thousands of years removed from that last and final Passover feast. We sit here tonight, centuries after that Paschal lamb has been slaughtered, sacrificed on the altar of the cross, and we remember him. Of course we do. How could we not? How could we not think back to the cross, to the crucifixion, the sacrifice made all those years ago? Tomorrow we'll do this very thing as we sit in silently in ever-deepening darkness and we listen to the passion of our Lord told to us from that very last Passover feast all the way into the point in which his body is placed in the tomb. It's a solemn event, one that the church celebrates still today. And so, yes, we do remember. We remember the Lamb and his cross, just like the Israelites remembered the Exodus each and every single time they celebrated the Passover. But more than us remembering, for really, what good is that anyway? It is God remembering. Jesus, he took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And they ate of it, and they received Jesus. And they drank deep of that cup, received the new covenant in his blood. Jesus, for them, right there, right then, his cross given to them through bread and wine. But who remembered what? Did they? How could they remember Christ's crucifixion? It hadn't happened yet. We take and we eat the same bread that they did. We drink the same wine. And although, yes, we can remember Jesus and all that he has done for us, is that what this remembrance is all about? I pray that it isn't. Because everything I do, I screw up. And everything I do, I introduce evil into. And everything that I'm a part of, I taint with sin. If this supper placed here is contingent on me remembering, then I'm surely lost, and it is surely empty and worthless. And you are too. But of course, it isn't about you. Not unless it is about Jesus for you. And so as we come here to this table this evening, and we take the bread and we drink the cup, it is God who remembers. It is always God who remembers. God remembers the Lamb that was slain. And God remembers his promise that he made with us, sealed with those bloody waters of baptism, so that our sins might be covered, more than covered, forgiven. As that fleshy bread is placed on your tongue, it is God who remembers. It is him who remembers a broken Jesus crucified on the cross for you. And he remembers your sins no more because they've all been crucified with that Lamb. As bloody wine is given to you to drink, it is God who remembers. It is him who remembers the blood of the new covenant poured out and shed from the cross. It is him who remembers that as you partake of this greatest Passover feast, as you partake of this life-giving Lord's Supper this evening, you are one with the Son who died for your salvation and was raised for your justification. Jesus, for you, right here, right now, his cross given to you through fleshy bread and bloody wine. So come. Come to this table prepared for you. Take and eat for your salvation. Take and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. And know one thing for certain. It is God who remembers that this right here is Jesus for you. In the name of Jesus.